You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramah Beit Shemesh, Israel 5786, 2026. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Shlach in Chutz Laretz and Parsha's Korach in Eretz Yisrael. And I'd like to share with you a thought. I'm going to do things a little bit differently today than I usually do. I'd like to share with you a thought that connects the two Parshas. And I'm going to show you that there's an underlying theme that's actually related very much to what's going on right now in Eretz Yisrael with the Bachurei HaYeshiva. And I'm going to show you that the mistake of the Meraglim and the mistake of Korach are very similar to what's going on in our times. And what I'd like to share with you is not a regular Medrash, not the Medrash that we usually go to on the Parsha, but I'd like to share with you a Medrash which I have spoken about in the Mashiach podcast, but if you haven't seen that, it's really quite eye-opening. And it's a medrash that has to do with Mashiach, it has to do with Mashiach ben Yosef, and it has to do with the suffering and the fact that he's placed in jail by the very people who he is being mechaper for, who it's his job to atone for. So it's a very deep and interesting concept. It is a Jewish concept. And it's connected very much to the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, Yeshaya Perek Nun Gimel, which classically is brought by non-Jewish sources to speak about what they believe to be the Mashiach, the Messiah. But as we'll see, it's referring to the Jewish people, that chapter, and how Klal Yisrael serves as a kapara through the suffering that Klal Yisrael endures throughout time. We atone for those who cause us suffering. And it's something that we see Aaron HaKohen has to go through. Aaron HaKohen is the one who's being attacked by Korach. We're going to get into it. But the concept, the idea is deep and it's important, and it's not a typical thing that you might hear anywhere else. So let's think about things together. Let's look at, first, we'll look at the Meraglim, and we'll see what's happening there. The Meraglim, Moshe Rabbeinu sends them to the land of Israel. He chooses out 12 members, one from each tribe, and they go to Eretz Yisrael, and two of them, Yehoshua and Kalev, they see the good. They see the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. They see we can do this. And the other 10, the 10 Meraglim, they come into Eretz Yisrael and they say, we can't manage this. It's too difficult. We're small. We're not as strong as them. They live in cities that are difficult to capture. We won't be able to do this. Now, at the core of their Avera, what is at the core? What is at the core, the center of their Avera? We're going to come back to discuss that, but let's look at, for a moment, at the story of Korach. Korach comes and he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, look, Lama tisnasu al kal Hashem, kol al kal kulam kadoshim. Why are you making yourselves any higher than anybody else? Why is there an Aaron HaKohen? Why is Aaron making himself to be the priest? Why do you, Moshe, raise yourself up above anybody else? Who do you think you are? All of Klal Yisrael is holy. We all heard Hashem's voice on Har Sinai, which was true. There was a revelation at Har Sinai. The entire nation, 1.5 million people, maybe more, they all experienced the oneness of reality. Hashem, they heard Hashem's voice. So Korach is saying, we all have a connection directly to Hashem. Why do we need you? Why do we need you? This is an important question. Why do we need Mashiach? Why do we need a Messiah? Why do we need a king? Why do we need Gedolim? Why do we need Tzadikim? Why do we need righteous individuals? Well, I have a direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why can't I access Hashem directly? Why do I need somebody else to help me? That's Korach. But Korach was really attacking. Korach was going after Aaron HaKohen. And I've seen a bunch of beautiful ideas. We'll share a little bit of it from a beautiful sefer by Shlomo Katz. Shlomo Katz is a fellow musician, and also he's a rav in Efrat. And he put out the Torah of Shlomo Kalbach. And there's some really deep ideas he brings from the Ishbitzer, he brings from different Hasidic Sfarim. But think about it for a moment. Who is Aaron and who is Moshe? Aaron is the guy who, look, he made a mistake. He aided and abetted Klal Yisrael in the Chera Egel, in the sin of the golden calf. Right? So maybe he shouldn't be the one who's appointed to be in charge, to be the high priest who walks into the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur. But the truth is that he's specifically the one. The Ishbitzer says that the whole Sefer Bamidbar, the whole book, is all talking about the mistakes of the Jewish people. Klal Yisrael's mistake with the Chet Meraglim, Klal Yisrael's mistake with the Chet of Korach, Klal Yisrael's mistake with the Misainanim. All these things that, the mistakes that we make, do not destroy our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The whole purpose of the Mishkan, the whole idea of the Mishkan is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us imperfectly, and we don't lose our relationship with Him when we make a mistake, even if it's a terrible mistake. We walk into the Mishkan, we bring a korban. We come back close. The word korban means to come close. We admit what we've done wrong, and we try to rectify it. And we say, Hashem, we still want a relationship with you, and that's who Aaron is. Aaron is the one who's the Oyev Shalom V'Royev Shalom. How do you make peace between a man and a wife? They're angry at each other. This one says the man says his wife did X, Y, and Z. And the wife says her husband did A, B, C. And they're upset at each other. How do you bring peace between them? Somehow you get them to ask forgiveness of each other, to forgive each other, to recognize that we're human. We make mistakes. That's who an Aaron HaKohen is. Yes, it's specifically him. He's the one who caused Klal Yisrael or facilitated Klal Yisrael making a terrible mistake, the Chet Egel. But he's the one who brings, who leads Klal Yisrael back into a relationship. Korach's like, oh, we don't make mistakes. I'm a Levi. The Levim were not part of the mistakes, except for Aaron HaKohen. The Levim were not part of the mistakes. We don't make mistakes. We're already perfect. That's one aspect of it. Another aspect of it is that Korach says something which is, he gets into the guts of Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, Lama tisnas wa kal Hashem, why are you lifting yourself up to be a leader? First of all, Moshe Rabbeinu was the ultimate Anav. He was the Anav Mikol Adam. He wasn't interested in leading. He said, Shlach Naviyat Tishlach, send somebody else. And Korach is coming to say, you are lifting yourself up. Moshe and Aaron are people who want Klal Yisrael to be led, but whoever is the right one should be leading. Korach says, it's me, I'm the right one that should be leading. So it gets into the guts of the truth of who Moshe is, the truth of who Aaron is. Aaron and Moshe are people who are the ultimate humble individuals. We prefer that they not be the leaders. But it's because of that's why they're chosen. And Korach is not chosen because he wants to be the leader. He wants to say that we don't need you to be the leaders. I should be the leader. We don't make mistakes. But the interesting thing that I believe we see here is that Moshe and Aaron, they are the ones who have the ability to create peace, to be loving, to bring the relationship back, even though the relationship has been broken. Moshe Rabbeinu davens for Klal Yisrael when they sin with the Chet Egel that they shouldn't be destroyed. Aaron HaKohen, even in this story, runs out with the Keteris to be Machaper. The Keteris has in it 11 ingredients, one of which is the Chelbana, which has a terrible smell, which represents the Rishayim. And Aaron says, no, we got to include everybody, even the Rishayim. Korach says, no, we're already perfect. So there's an aspect of the I would say it this way. There's an aspect of a demonization of, or a prosecution of, the one who's really good. The one who's really good. But when the one who is really good, which is Aaron and Moshe, when the one who's really good maintains his state of love for those who are oppressing him, he has the ability to be machaper for the people who are oppressing him. That's what Aaron does with the Keteris. Looking back for a moment, and we're going to get to the Medrash, which talks about the concept of Mashiach ben Yosef, that this is the etzem, this is the core concept of Mashiach ben Yosef. We have Mashiach ben David, we all know about that. It's Tzemach David, Avdecha Meir HaSatzmiach. Mashiach ben David is the second part of the story. See the Gemara in Sukkah and Nun Beis, I believe it's around there. Mashiach ben Yosef comes first. We'll get to Mashiach ben Yosef, but for a moment, let's look back at the Meraglim. Klal Yisrael is a nation which, as we'll see in the Psukim in Yishai and Nun Gimel, Klal Yisrael is a nation who is like a Mashiach ben Yosef. We are people who, for better or for worse, it's something that we actually chose at the beginning of time, we suffer at the hands of the nations of the world. Pasuk says in Yishai and Nun Gimel. What's the right word? Mechal literally means to be emptied out. Because of the sins of the nations of the world, we are punished. Not exactly punished, but they look at us and they hurt us. There's no other country in the world that has as many UN resolutions in the Security Council as the country of Israel. We are beaten and beaten and beaten. It might be in Eretz Yisrael. They're trying to kill us. It might be in Chutz La'aretz, where there's crazies. No matter where it is, what's going on? What's it about? Somehow, and we'll see the root of it in the Medrash, somehow at the root of it, Klal Yisrael, we have to be a kapara. We have to atone for ourselves and for others. And those others will oppress us. And there's an interesting dynamic that goes on, but in the oppression of the others, we actually atone for them. And when we do it as a choice, lovingly, we're allowed to stand up for ourselves and we don't have to become victims, but conceptually, what it's happening, what's going on is that we are bringing an atonement for ourselves and them. So I'd like to share with you, so last point here with the Meraglim. This is my understanding of it. I didn't see it anywhere, but I think this is the theme that it runs between Parshas Shlach and Parshas Korach. The Meraglim come into Eretz Yisrael, and only Yoshua and Kalev see the truth. They also saw that these guys are strong. They also saw that the odds are stacked against us in coming into Israel, and it's going to be a challenge there. That's what it would be for the next 1,500 years, or however long, about 1,000 years. Right? There would be incredible challenges until we're driven out of Israel. We would have all kinds of enemies who would come to attack us. When we're not keeping the will of Hashem, we would indeed have challenges and troubles. And that is our choice, whether we atone for everyone by being challenged and having troubles, or if we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's our choice. But in the end, I would say the Meraglim said, we're not interested in being the punching bag of the nations that we're coming into in Eretz Yisrael. We're not interested in being oppressed in order to atone for these people. Right? Canaan. The curse of Noach to Canaan was that he's going to be an Eved Lamoi. He's going to serve shame. Klal Yisrael, the descendants of shame. Canaan, the Canaanites, are the descendants of Canaan. But they're supposed to be rectified through us. We rectify the nations of the world. the Maragim said, hey, it's going to be too much for us to get in there and face off with these powerful nations and have to suffer because of them. And Yehoshua and Caleb said, no, that's who we are. That's what we're meant to do. And if we are serving Hashem properly, we don't even have to suffer on their, by their hand. We won't have to suffer if we're connected properly to Hashem. Hashem will battle for us. It depends on us. I think that might be a depth of what's going on in the story of the Meraglim. Now, after that lengthy introduction, I'd like to share with you the Medrash. It's a Medrash in the Yalkut Shemayni, Perek Samech, in Yeshaya, in Isaiah, chapter 60. It says, Kumi oiri ki va oirech, rise and shine, for your light has come, Pasuk says. Kumi, get up. Kumi, Gematria, 156, which is the same as the word Yosef. Yosef, Mashiach ben Yosef, and the Medrash speaks at length about Mashiach ben Yosef. Kumi oiri, it speaks about the light. Rise and shine. Kumi oiri, ki va oirech, your light has come. What is this light? Says the Medrash, Mahu ba'orich, ba'orcha near or. The Pasuk says, in your light, we will see light. It's a Pasuk in Tehillim. What is this light that we're talking about here? Or ze, oirish shamashiach. It's the light of the Messianic age. Shenemar v'yar l'kim es or kitoiv. Pasuk says in Genesis, in Bereishis, Hashem saw the light, he saw it was good. Hashem saw, what does it mean he saw the light that was good? He saw the light that's going to be revealed in the Messianic age. He saw what's gonna, the actions and the maisim and the good deeds and the connection that they're going to have to Hashem's light that's gonna be revealed. It's happening soon, my friends, or it's happening right now. He saw this all before creation. And he hid it. He took that light, which is going to be revealed in the future, or it's being revealed now. It's meant to be for Mashiach himself, and we're talking about Mashiach ben Yosef, as we'll see, and his generation. That's us. All those around Mashiach, the people who live at that time. Okay, so this light is supposed to be attained by Mashiach and his generation. I keep stressing the generation, and you'll see why. The Satan, turns, the Yitzhahara, forces of evil turn to Hashem and say, what is that light? What's that light about? Who did you hide it for? Hashem says to the Satan, to Yitzhahara, to the our egos, that light is reserved for the one who's going to embarrass you and cause you to be gone. So the Satan says, show him to me. I want to see what this person looks like. Come and see him. So when the Yitzhahara sees Mashiach, the power of Mashiach, which by the way is the power of loving those who are oppressing him despite the oppression. He loves his generation, as we'll see, even though they're the ones who are putting him in jail. They're the ones who are oppressing him. When the Yetzirah sees the amazing, powerful, unconditional love of Mashiach ben Yosef, he falls on his face. He was very clear. So this is the one who's going to knock me down, take away my power, send me and all of the idols into Gehenna, to hell. Shnemar bala amavis lenetzach, umach Hashem elikim, dimim yalkav panim, Pasuk says, it's going to erase death. Hashem will take away all of the tears. Vayis hasha, hisragshu ha'avodas elilim. That time, so it's talking about either when Hashem created this creation of this light or the revelation of it to the Yetzihara, all of the idols, or maybe he's talking about in the future, all the idols are shaken up. They say, who is this person who we're going to fall in his hands? His name is Ephraim. Mashiach ben Yosef. He's going to stand up, right? Kumi Oiri's gonna stand up and bring that light into the world. He's gonna save his generation. Nobody can challenge him. Okay? Now, there's a discussion between Hashem and Mashiach. Hischil HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masne Ima Kishe Baruch Hu. Amar Lei. Now, Kishe Bara, it should say. Hashem made a condition, he said to him, look, says to Mashiach, when Hashem creates Mashiach's soul, which is this light that we're talking about, so he says to him, let's talk about what the conditions are. Amar Lei Halalik Sheganuzim Eslecha. Havanisim Asim Lechnisecha Ba'ol Barzel. You, Mashiach, and your generation are this light that has to be revealed at the end of time, before Messianic age. The people who are with you, your generation, their sins are going to cause you to end up incarcerated, in chains, in jail. Their sins are going to cause you to be in chains. You're going to experience terrible oppression from them as a result of their averus, as a result of their bad midas, as a result of their bad character traits. They're going to treat you like a calf. They're going to take out your spirit. Your tongue is going to be stuck to your palate because of it. You're going to have nothing to say. You're going to feel like, what are they doing to me? I'm the one who's helping them. You're going to feel indignation. Are you interested in this, Mashiach? Or Mashiach, he says, is it going to be a long time of pain? It's a week of pain, which really means 7 years. It's a certain, we talked about the number 7, it means a full amount. It's going to be a full amount, but it's going to have an end. Hashem says to them, if you don't want to experience that pain from them, so I'll just destroy them now. He says, to my utmost joy, I want to do this. I'm willing to accept the pain that's going to come on me because of them. That not one single Jewish person should be lost. I want all of these souls to make it at the end of time. So Mashiach commits. He says, I'm willing to endure the pain that I'm going to have to go through because of their sins. They're going to oppress me. They're going to put me in jail. They're going to take the Bachurim and put them in jail. But understand what happens. What's the result of that? We don't get it. It looks very, on the surface, it looks terrible. Like, what's going on? Why is this happening? Why are they being put in jail? But understand, there's an aspect here of Mashiach ben Yosef. Aaron HaKohen is unjustly accused by Korach. Why are you picking yourself up to think you're better than everybody else? Aaron is the one who's mechaber for them. Like, there, it's very clear. He's a clear Mashiach ben Yosef there. He's the one who's mechaber for them. He's the one who brings the korbanos for them. He's the one who loves them, who helps them get out of their sins. Korach says, we don't need that. We don't need your leadership. We don't need you to fix us. We're already fixed. Korach's way is not going to work. In order for that generation, that was a Mashiach generation as well. In order for that generation to be saved, they need a Moshe Rabbeinu to daven on their behalf. Even though they're coming to Aaron and Moshe and saying, why are you causing Korach to die? Klal Yisrael is battering the ones who are acting on their behalf. I want to read to you a little bit more. Or you know what, let's read a little bit from Yeshaya Nun Gimel, Isaiah 53. The Psukim are talking about Klal Yisrael. They're talking about the nations of the world look at the Jewish people and they say, who would have believed this at the end of time? Because Klal Yisrael is the Mashiach of the world. We're the ones who are oppressed by the nations, and we actually bring about a kapara, an atonement for the nations, through their oppression of us. So it's important to remember, both on an individual level, whether it's the frum, who are being oppressed by those who want to take away our ability to be frum, whether it's the Jewish people, wherever we are, by the nations of the world, we need to understand that this is what we signed up for, this is what we bargained for, because we want to create, we want to bring every soul. We want every soul to be there. We want the light to shine through everybody. And it, ironically, shines into the world because of the oppression that they do to us. So the nations of the world say, when they realize the story, after the story is over, who would have believed this? The arm of Hashem upon whom it's being revealed. He looks so disgusting. Klal Yisrael looks so terrible. Especially the last few hundred years. Klal Yisrael has been, we've lost our way. We've been sick. You could see the sickness, the spiritual sickness. He was embarrassed and we didn't think of him as anything. Who knows? Klal Yisrael has carried the sins and the sicknesses of the nations. We thought, oh, the Jews are punished because, yeah, they've done wrong and they're terrible. God hates them. But actually what was going on was that we were emptied out because of the sins of the nations. We were hurt because of the sins of the nations. Because of us, because of the Jewish people, because of Mashiach ben Yosef, he's an individual within Klal Yisrael who serves Klal Yisrael in that way, but Klal Yisrael serves the nations of the world in that way. We carry the sins of the nations. Kulanu katzayin ta'inu, yishtadaka paninu. The kings of the nations say, we've all gone on our way. Vashem ifgiya boy, yisavon kulanu. But Klal Yisrael is punished for their sins. We actually atone for them. Nigas v'hu nane, leif tachpiv, kasel ha-tevach yuvo, charach levnei gazuzel, ne'alama. The Jewish people are brought to the slaughter like a sheep. Leif tachpiv, and we don't open our mouths. They're putting us in jail. The Bachar are being put in jail. There's nothing we can even say. We have no recourse. No, nothing to do. May oitzer mi-mishpat lukach. They were unjustly taken. Who from the generation, right? This generation, the people of the generation, who will speak of him? Pesukim go on. Hashem chafetz daka yechli. Hashem wants this. Hashem made this deal at the beginning of time with Mashiach ben Yosef. And Mashiach ben Yosef is not just one individual, but it's a group. It's Klal Yisrael as a whole. Within Klal Yisrael, lo yishevet Levi bilvad. It's not only the Levites, but it's whoever has committed themselves to serving Hashem. And that's the B'nai Torah. So there's an oppression that goes on, but we have an obligation, if we are the oppressed, if we are the Mashiach ben Yosef aspect, to remember that this is part of the plan, this is part of the deal, this is what we came into the world for. And I can't read this, we're out of time, but the Medrash goes on in the Yalkut Shemayni and speaks about how, I'll read just a little thing here. The Avos Ha'olam, the patriarchs, so they're like amazed by Mashiach. They see what's going on with Mashiach and what he's doing, and the fact that he is willing to have to be placed in jail and to undergo incredible yisur and incredible oppression, and they are in wonder. It says like this. Again, the measure says, Hashem says, right now, he says to Klal Yisrael, maybe you're not, to Mashiach, or to those who are getting oppressed. He says, maybe you're not interested in going to jail. Maybe you don't want them to, you don't want a kapara, an atonement for them. Maybe you're upset at them. They're the ones who are attacking you. You want to be a kapara for them? You want to atone for the people who are oppressing you? He says to the patriarchs, because the patriarchs are in wonder, they can't believe that their great-great-great-great-grandson, Mashiach, Sheikh Ben Yosef, is willing to do this for their children. She says to them, I'm sorry, I skipped. Mashiach says, everything that I've done is for you, for your kids. I want everyone, Mashiach says. I want everyone to have a kapara. I want them all of the souls of the Jewish people to be there, to experience the amazing revelation of Hashem when Mashiach comes. My friend Mashiach Tzikenu. So the Ave say to Mashiach Ben Yosef, you should feel encouraged. Because you have encouraged us, and you've encouraged your Creator. And then the Medrash goes on to say that Hashem lifts up Mashiach and gives him power over all of the nations of the world, 140 or 141 nations, especially the Persians, the evil Persians. Interesting. But it's all tied up, and it's clearly tied up with what's going on right now in the world, what's going on in Eretz Yisrael with those who are being incarcerated and oppressed. By whom? By those who need our kapara, by those who need the atonement. It's not a coincidence. It's just, it's written. It's written down. 2,000 years ago, we've got this, and our midrashim are much older than that. They go back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's important. Let's look at what's going on today and understand who we are and where we are. And let's have the right things in our minds. Let's not be like the Meraglim. We're not interested in going through, in being oppressed. We're not interested in that. They caused that their generation didn't get into Eretz Yisrael because of that. They were not interested in it. They would have lost their own positions. That's what she has to be willing to do. Korach and Aaron is willing to take the beating, so to speak. And he's willing to stand up and be mechaper for the very people who are speaking negatively of him. And that is a powerful thing. That's the aspect of Mashiach Ben Yosef. I want to bless you and ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us that we should recognize and understand and see the depths of what's going on in front of our very eyes. Hashem should help us to experience that day when indeed, as the Medrash says, Klal Yisrael will have power over the wicked Persians, and we will see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash and the revelation of Hashem's light to all of mankind. B'mehar b'yamenu, may it be speedily in our days. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.